the Dama Nefesh, of providing what has to go of the dam, means the dam ha-nefesh, the dam that comes out where the oif dies from, and that dam has to go mechut ha-sikra l'mato, on the bottom part of the chut ha-sikra. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next slide. We are holding the Samech Dalet Amud Aleph on top. Again, the last Gemara just was that we answered Shan, the Mishnah was, the Mora said, Hokakoma, that Milka b'chol makom b'mizbeach shera, the Malika b'chat tesoyis, any place you make it on the Mizbeach or in the Azara, it's kosher. Mitzah Dama, the end of the Hazoyis, then you make a mitzah, means you squash the neck against the Mizbeach, that's kosher b'chol makom b'mizbeach. Any place the Mizbeach is kosher. Why? Because the chalal is shemhiza v'loy mitzik shera. The top of the samach dalad. Because the halacha is if you only make hazor, you just sprinkle the dam from the chatasayf, and you don't make the last mitzvah, you don't squeeze it, it's also kshera. Therefore, any place you do it is kosher. But what the kuvar is, or bulvad, sheyite mechut ha-sikra l'mata midam ha-nefesh. But the ikar hazor, the ikar sprinkling of the dam, of the chatasayf, has to be our koponis lekuvah, it has to be on the bottom half of the mizbech, it has to be mechutz ha-sikra l'mata, and it has to be midam ha-nefesh, and not from the other dam. So even though the Mishnah says it has to be dreimis keren dreimis marovis, mashma, that's not lekuvah. What lekuvah is, the yikar is, it has to be l'mata mechutz ha-sikra. So in the meat, so you have dam, could be any place, even l'mala, but the hazoyis ha-dam, that's the yikar's rika of the chatasayf. That pedavka has to be for chut ha-sikra ulamata. Then the Mishnah says that shloisha devorim, three special things were done ulamata on this chut on the keren for emes marovis. So chat esayv, that you have to have a chat esayv for the yamorim. We proved it from before. That's the only way you mekayim to Pesach and lefnei Hashem. Hagoshes. How do we know when you make hagosh of the mincha, it has to be brought to this keren? In this corner, the Dreimis Marovis, it also says here, there's Vegisha al Pnei HaMizbeach. It also says you should make a gosho to the face of the Mizbeach, which is the Dorm side. And Rashi says, like the Dashin and Leah, like the Dashin before, the Karen Marovis, Dreimis Koi, is going on the Karen, the corner of the Mariv, Marovis Dreimis. So that's how the gosho also has to be over there. Shiuri Hadam, how do we know the Shiraim of the Dam? That there's a mitzvah to put it on the Yisrael of the Mizbeach, it has to be on the Dorim Marv side. The Siv, it says, be as kol dam ha-par yishpoich al Yisrael ha-Mizbeach. So Rashi says, al Yisrael ha-Mizbeach means v'amrinam. We already said before, there is a mekoymam, that yumad yuridosam in ha-keves be'chates ha-chitzoynas mitziyosam in ha-echol b'samachloi. Just like when coming out from ha-echol, it has to be b'samachloi on Marv side. Therefore here, it means Yisoid Jerami. Well, v'chol ador mein lo Yisoid. The kids of the makom where to make the Shvichas HaShirayim should really be on the Dorm on the south side. But there's no Yisoid there. Elo Amma Achas, only one Amma, v'kerem Marovitz Remis. On the corner of the Marovitz Remis, k'di Arminan, o'ichol b'dorim Amma Achas. So kids, it has to be on the Dorm side, and there's only one Amma there of the Yisoid by the Karen Remis Marovitz. That's how I know the Shvicha Shirayim has to be done at this corner. The other Mishnah said, Milmala, on the top part of this corner, was also three special things, was the Nisach HaMayim, the Hayayin, the Yerla Saif, Kishirada V'Mizrach. Even though the Yikam Mokam to do the other Saif was on the east side, when it got too crowded there, you're allowed to come over to the south, southwest corner. My time, what's the reason? How do we know this? So Rabbi Yechonin says, Rabbi Yechonin Omar, Mipnei Shekroivo mi Beis Hadeshin. It's close from the Beis Hadeshin. Rashi says, Mokem Shenoisnim Shom Bechol Boiker Trumas Hadeshin. That's what used to put every morning, the Trumas Hadeshin. Shekosoboy says there, Vesomoy Eitz Lamizbech. Vuvim is Rochoy Shekeves. That was on the east side of the Keves. Oksiv Gabi Moro, Venoitz, it says, Vishla Roysa, Islam's Deir Kedmo, Al Mokam Adeshin, Karamaisi Mishnah Masechet Tamid, to Mizrach Meshachavet, who, the Aino Karen Dremis Marovis, was on his side, which was really the Karen Dremis Mizrachis. So the Kitzur, Yerch is explaining how does the Mishnah know to say that the Ikum Mokam of Ne'el Asaif was on the Mizrach side. Just if it's too crowded there, you can go to the Karen Dremis Marovis. But Yikum Mokum was on Mizrach, so how do we know? So Rashi says, because it says, it was a Kriva, the Beis Hadeshin, and by the Ne'el Asaif, there was also, first it says, the Gabi Marov and Oitzo, Vishlech Oitzo, Eitzlam is Be'er Kedma. He's supposed to throw the Marov on the east side of the Kevis. So at the same place where the Mokum Adeshin was. So that's where the Ne'el Asaif was done, on the east side. Of course, on the Ne'el Asaif has this maror you have to throw there, like we'll see later. The crop with its feathers there. Omer Reb Yochanan Rechlin says, Bor Urei, come and see. Kama Godol Koichen Shokanim. How strong the Kanim were. Shein Lecho Kal B'Yofis Yosim Maror V'Noitzo. Like the lightest part of the bird is the crop with its feathers over there. That's the lightest part of the bird, and therefore it's hard to throw it. Now, Tomim Shakain Zarek Yosim V'Shloshim Amo. Sometimes the Kohen had to throw this, the crop, with his feathers more than 30 amos, so it's very hard to do it. Since it's such a light thing, it's very hard to throw it. Rashi says, Kishiraba b'Mizrach, when it was crowded on the east side, v'Nasas b'Kerem Arovas Jeroimus, it was done instead by the Kerem Arovas Jeroimus, so they had to throw it more than 30 amos. The Tanan learned like this, that not Masechet Tamid, that the one that was Zeicha, do the Trumas Hadeshin. So what did he do? So it says, Noto Machto, he took a shovel, Shokesef of silver, Fiyolo L'Rosh HaMazbech, and he went to the top of the Mazbech. U'pinas HaGecholim Elech V'Elech, he like set aside, pushed aside the coals on the side. V'chota Min HaMucholis HaPnimis, and he took a shovel full of the red hot coals inside, the ones that were eaten up very good. V'yorid, and he went down with it, with this shovel full of the coals. So now, when he came down, he gil a ritzpah, he came down to the ritzpah, Rashi says, that means the sefer kevis, to the bottom part of the kevis, he came down to the floor. Now, machse ponov kalfei tzofen, he turned his face towards the north side. For eilich le mizrach ha kevis, while he was walking along the east side of the plank, ki eser amis, he was walking like 10 amis, from the place where it ended, where the kevis ended. In other words, he was 10 amos away from where the end ended. So Rashi says, really, it's 22 amos away from the top of the Mizbeach. So, Sovereh Sekecholom Agabi Aritzpah, Rochet Min HaKevis, Shloshet Tfachim. He would like sprinkle the coals there on the side of the kevis, 3 Tfachim away from the kevis, 3 Tfachim away from the plank. Mokim Shenoistim Mayruah V'Noitzah. That's the same place we used to put the crop of the Korban Oila, Oila Saif, with its feathers. Vedish Mizbech HaPnimi, that's also it took off from the Mizbech HaPnim, they put the Deshin also in the same place. Viha Menoira, and the Menoira also. So Gemara asked the question, Hani Tfei Mitlosin Lechad Heaven, the Chur was more than 31 Amos that the Kohen had to throw the Mayroh with its Neitzor. So Marin says, Mokam Gavri Lechoshiv, it does not count the Yama, does not count the Yama that the Kohen himself stood by. So now how do we have these 30 Yamas? So Rashi explains really, Alma Rashi says, Hosam Heve, Rashi says, Hosam Heve Beis Hadeshin. Now, Kishoisa Oila Saif, the Karen Marovis Jeroimus, when he would do the Karen, when he would do the Oila Saif, when it was too crowded on the Mizrach, he would have to do it on the top by the Marovis Jeroimus, so he'd have to throw it along the whole diagonal of the Mizbeach. The Alaskan Rashi says of Chov Beis by Chov Beis, of 22 by 22, Shumidor Mutsofen. So you have to throw it so far, it comes out to be 30 Yamas. So Kitzes, the Gemara says that the Kohanim are very strong, they're able to throw this simple crop with this feather, sometimes they have to throw it more than 30, exactly around 30 Yamas. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Olam LeMizbeach, Whoever goes up to the Mizbeach, you usually always make a right turn and go around. My timer. And what's the reason why the Sefer the Mishnah says, Chutz Menelu L'Shloshet Devarim Elu, including these last three things we had, which was the Nisach HaYayin, and the Nisach HaMayim, and the Oil HaSeif, that there they used to go up the left side and come down backwards. So the question is, my time, how come they went up the left side? Amar Rav Yechna Nisachim, by the Nisachim, by the Nisach HaMayim, and the Nisach HaYayin, Shemi Yisasenu, we're afraid maybe it gets full of smoke. We don't want it to become full of smoke, therefore we go straight to the Karen Marod, Remus Marovis, to make the Nisach, not to have to walk all the way around, maybe we'll get full of the smoke. Rashi says, the Kaimla, we learn the Gemara Menachis, that Yayin Mushin Posel, if you have smoked wine, it's possible for the Mizbeach. So if you have to go straight on the left side. Now, what's the reason? Also, Shema Tomus, the Yoshin, maybe the bird will die from the smoke of the Mizbeach. So if we don't go up on the right side and go all the way around, but rather you make a left turn and go straight to the corner of Dremis Marovis. Well, Rimino have a question. It says, Bolloi Lahakiv Es Mizbeach, when you want to go around the Mizbeach. Rashi said, there's a Mishnah in the Sechel Tamid, Kabi Koyin Godol, Sheina Kosher, Sheina Kishar Kanim, it's not like the other Kanim, Lischa Kepiyas Lavoida, Achas, Eloivit Vagoyma, Bechol Chetzai, or Koyin Godol could do whatever he wants. So it says over there that it says, "Bor loy lahakiv es mizbeach." If the Kohen Gadol is going around the mizbeach, miyein hu maskil? Where does he start to do the avoda? So it says, "Mikaren dreimus misrochis." He starts by the corner, the dorim, the south east side. Then he goes to misrochis svinus, the east north south. Then svinus maravis, the north west side, and then maravis dreimus. And then he pours the yayin for nesach. So you see, even when he's going to do the nisach hayayin, also he has to go around the mizbeach the right way. So go not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says here, by the nisach hayayin, you could do it even the left way. So Rabbi Yechon says, ha kofo peregel.